share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The government has decided that the Movement Control Order, MCO, will be implemented throughout Kuala Lumpur from 7 to the 20th of May 2021. This comes after the Ministry of Health, MO, reported 17 new COVID-19 clusters throughout KL from 1 to the 27th of April, with an increasing number of daily cases. As a result, interstate and inter-district travels are not allowed during this period, except for work or emergency-related matters. The standard operating procedures, SOP, for MCO in Kuala Lumpur are as follows. Food premises, restaurants, food trucks and hawkers are allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. only. Dine-in at eateries is not allowed. Only takeaways are allowed. Grocery stores, convenience stores and pharmacies are allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Petrol stations are allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. However, petrol stations on highways are allowed to operate 24/7. Hospitals and clinics are allowed to operate as usual. Daily markets, farmer markets and public markets are allowed to operate from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ramadan bazaars are allowed to operate with strict SOP set. However, any further decisions to keep bazaars open or to close them is subject to the state government through the local authority, PBT. The full set of SOPs during the MCO in KL can be found on the MKN website. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education has also announced that all schools under KPM in Selangor, Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya will be closed on 6 and the 7th of May 2021. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read. Just in. Schools in Selangor to close starting the 6th of May, will reopen on the 12th of June. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.